Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Thursday night baseball. Biloxi Shuckers, Chattanooga Lookouts. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Russell Smith, part of a bullpen that has just been straight up dominant to start the year. Russ, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Javik. I appreciate it.
How much fun has it been to start this year? You're pitching great, and the bullpen as a whole has just been a dominant force through the first 11 games.
I mean, honestly, it's something that, you know, you kind of envision coming into the season, having success as a group, and then you get here and we just keep stacking good days on top of each other, attacking guys and putting them away when we need to. So it's been a fun group down in the bullpen. I feel like we have a good amount of camaraderie, just guys that are veterans, new guys. It's been fun down there.
And how important is it too to get off to a hot start to start the year?
I mean, that's what everybody wants to do. You want to get off, you want to pitch well, you want to play well, win games early, so then later in the year you put yourself in a position to, you know, have a playoff spot.
And you guys as well have been paired up with the starting pitching staff that has been excellent too. How much has that helped you guys that the starters are doing their job and then you guys come in and shut it down?
I mean, honestly, they give us a good game plan and a good roadmap for how we're going to attack the guys. And really, honestly, too, trusting the catchers because they've been in the game. They know how we've been attacking guys and you know, using that and pitching off of it, whether it's doing something different or attacking guys how, you know, the game plan was before, just going right after them and picking up where the starters leave off, really.
And for you, you had an excellent end to last season, allowed just 3 runs in your final 13 appearances. You have not allowed to run to start this year. How important has that been the last about 3 or 4 months of the baseball season-wise, being able to have that success?
I mean, it's been nice. I mean, really, honestly, just coming into this year, it was just trying to make quality pitches and attack guys. And I honestly be in the zone, make them put the ball in play until I get 2 strikes. And once I get 2 strikes, try to make a good pitch and put them away or get some soft contact somewhere and let my defense work.
Especially out in the bullpen, you're a guy that comes in and maybe you're pitching an inning or two every single time you're out there. How important early on in your appearance is it to get to the and win the race 2 strikes?
Honestly, it's huge. If you just look at the numbers, like getting the 2 strikes is probably the most important thing you can do as a pitcher to give yourself a good chance for success. And that's something we talk a lot about as a pitching staff and we emphasize. And I mean, using that for myself, honestly, it's been great using that and having a plan of attacking guys to get them to 2 strikes just put myself in a good spot.
You've shown off a couple different pitches this year, good pitch mix against guys. What's been the catalyst in your mix to be able to really vault yourself early on this year?
Honestly, everything feels pretty solid right now, but the changeup has missed a lot of bats and been using it a little more to lefties, and that's something that usually left-handed pitchers don't do as much, so maybe getting some looks from it that, you know, it's just something that's a little more unorthodox that guys don't really do.
And how important is it, too? You're one of a few lefties on this pitching staff. That means you're basically coming in 2 face lefties most of the time. How important is that to get those outs right away against those left-handed bats?
I mean, the biggest thing coming out of the pen is getting the first guy. But, I mean, whenever you got a matchup left on left or right on right, like just attacking guys and letting your stuff really do what you can do. I mean, there's really nothing I'd try to do differently against lefties. It's just attack them.
How nice is it, too, to come into this year and have a familiarity with the Shuckers and with this coaching staff? You came up midway last year. This year, you're starting out the year in Double A.
I mean, honestly, we have a great staff just from top down, from Joe down to Will, Paul, our hitting coach. JJ's great, Dev coach, and Pena's great, too. But the familiarity is great. But we really have a good group where we keep it loose, have fun in the clubhouse, and let people be themselves, which is very important just in a long season of – let guys have their personality show a little bit and go out and play and have fun.
Speaking of having fun in the clubhouse, I hear that someone's installed some lights in the clubhouse, and that person may or may not be you. How much fun is it to be able to let loose a little bit in the clubhouse, especially with the team as good as it's been over the past week plus?
I mean, honestly, that's the best part about the season is getting to hang out with the guys. And Joe mentioned getting some lights in there, and I was like, oh, let's see how much they are on Amazon. Got 8 of them for like $60. I thought it was kind of a steal, but it's been good to come to the clubhouse after a win. The lights are glowing, the music's blaring, and we're just having fun.
You got a disco ball in there too, or is it just the lights going off, the music's going crazy, and you guys are having a good time?
I said something to Joe that we need to get a big disco ball in the middle, but I gotta look into it. I already have some money, some capital in there, so might have to let somebody else make that investment.
Well, and it goes along with what you're rocking this year. You've got the long hair, you've got the mustache going a little bit. It really adds to the 70s theme you've been throwing out here early on.
Yeah, but the hair is, I got my haircut right before our wedding and I just kind of haven't cut it since. I usually only get like 2 haircuts a year, so I just haven't touched it. I probably should, you know, clean it up a little bit. It's a little ratty in the back, but the mustache was, we got rained out last week in Jackson, and me and Xavier were just sitting in the hotel room. My cousin texted me. He's like, dude, it'd be cool if you shaved a Fu Manchu. I was like, dude, I'll do it. I don't care. So I just shaved it the next day, just show up to the park, and everybody was giving me a little bit of hell about it, but they thought it was pretty cool, and I guess it's sticking for a little bit.
Well, hey, and you're pitching well, that means you got to keep it.
Yeah, it's part of superstition, I guess. We'll see. I mean, I got to clean it up a little bit right now. It's a little dirty, but, I mean, it doesn't look too bad. Like, it looks a little, you know, not cleaned up, but it's fun.
Hey, outs are outs, and as long as you get them, that's all that matters.
Yeah, hey, get outs and give your team a chance to win. That's all you can do as a pitcher.
Russell, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it, David.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Sheckers and the Lookouts at 6:35.